Time for an update on the Northern Albatross royal family on Tairoa Head on the Otago Peninsula. We have a fangirl of the Royal Cam, which is that live stream of the royal family. Lynn Freeman joins us now. Hello, Lynn.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Can you give us the brief version of what we were chatting about last time? Well, actually, maybe we better introduce people to the cam, first of all.
Yeah, well, look, it's a 24/7 camera on a chosen pair of royal albatross and their chick. It's been going for the last few years, super high def 24/7 camera now. And you might remember a week and a half ago, it was very dramatic scenes there. The male, the parent, had been missing in action for a month, finally returned, but very sore, injured leg, could hardly walk, managed to feed the chick, and then left. And again, we didn't know what the fate of the bird was. You know, leg injuries are very serious for this species, and they're a big, heavy bird. But the great news is that yesterday afternoon, he flew on in and delivered a big feed for the chick. And the most important thing, really, is that his limp is much less pronounced. So he arrived around about 12:30. Yeah, huge sky call, walked towards the chick, gave a big feed, and newsflash, Jesse, he was back in an hour and a half ago with another big feed. So there must be fishing grounds nearby. And that's great, you know, to be in twice within 24 hours is great. So good fishing grounds, fantastic winds, lots of albatross action out there today. And the fact that he could even stand up in those winds, because they're giving the heads a real battering, is a good sign too. So yeah, the indications are great. His leg is healing and all is back on plan for the little chick.
I haven't heard that term before, sky call. What do you mean by that?
It's when the parents are together, they greet each other. So especially when they're on the nest, before they both have to go out fishing. If you might hear it on Morning Report sometime, it's this call. It kind of starts at their feet and goes up through their chest. And it's I would do it for you if I could do it justice. Big greeting call. They're very demonstrative and chatty, these birds. And the sweetest thing, the little chick yesterday has been practicing her sky call. We can hear the camera is so good and that the sound is so clear. She's practicing her own sky call for when she has a partner of her own in years to come. But at the moment, after the big feed from Dad, and also the mum came in. YRK, she came in about, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours after the father. So the little chicks had three big feeds in 2 days. So if you're watching, and I know you've put the link online, really all she's going to do today is yawn, preen, and sleep. I don't think she's going to do very much else. But she needed supplementary feeding. The rangers were able to go back on the headlands on Thursday. They weighed her. She was under what they would have liked. So she got a huge 1 kg feed of a liquid squid protein shake, essentially, and fish from the rangers on Thursday. She's had these three other feeds, and she's going to be weighed again tomorrow. So hopefully she's nearer the weight they would hope for at her age. I think she's 95 days old today.
Well, I mean, what sort of weight is a 95-day-old albatross?
Well, from reading the doc post from Sharon Bronnie online, I think they were expecting she'd be about 6 kg. When they weighed her on Thursday, she was
holy moly, 6 kilos.
Yeah, no. Big A. And this is
Would a 95-day human would be about 6 kilos, I think. That's quite incredible.
Oh, absolutely. But she was about 4.5. So she was under what they would have hoped for, and they gave her that 1 kilo of extra food. I mean, they grow like it's before our eyes. So we would be hoping we'll be hanging out tomorrow for the weighing. We watch it on screen. It's done with masks and distancing and gloves. But it's a two-person job because these are big, and there'll be much bigger chicks than her older chicks, and the boys tend to be a bit heavier than the girls. So we're just hoping that these big feeds in the last few days, she'll just catch up to where she needs to be. But she's looking great.
Does she have a name?
Well, the nickname is Pippa. Last year, the nickname was, I was Scooter last year, and the year before was Dora the Explorer. We've had three girls in a row, but there is a formal naming ceremony. So Doc will invite names that will be gifted to the bird when she's ready to fledge. And they come up with some beautiful names. So we'll just wait and see what her actual name will be. But in the moment, she's Pippa, and you can watch her online, drop in and see her anytime.
There must be a reason, I suppose, but why would they wait a year or for that long before giving her a name?
Well, I guess we get to know them. I'm trying to remember. I think the last year there was a suggestion. I think Peace was a, you know, it's often it tends to be a Māori name, a gifted Māori name. But they look at the year that was and the personality of the bird. So it's kind of the last gift that we give them when they go. It's quite lovely, but they have their own personality, and give it another few months, we'll know this chick very well, and between us, we'll come up with a perfect name for her.
Great. In the meantime, get the popcorn out, back to daily viewing, Lynn.
Oh, totally. Yeah, after you, I'm afraid I'm back to Royal Camp.
Yeah. Even though, like, I think about my one-year-old Scout, he gets to, or particularly when he was little, he got milk drunk, you know, after a feed from his mum, he would sort of, like, be quite happy and woozy and sleepy. Sounds like that's sort of the state that Pippa's in at the moment.
I don't think she could move if she tried.
Yeah.
She's
hey,
chocker.
Thank you for the update.
Cheers, Jesse.
Nice to chat to you. Lynn Freeman, who, it's not an official role here at RNZ, but she's become RNZ's Albatross Watcher.